In terms of the different measurables that play into it, let's take receiver for instance. If a receiver has 7-inch hands, then it's probably going to be difficult for him to catch the ball as opposed to a guy with 10-inch hands. And so there's some things that play into it, understandably so, but it's also one of those things where if you don't think it affects him on the field, then maybe you don't take it, you don't weigh it, you don't put as much weight on it as you would somebody else. If you have a defensive end who measures with short arms, and you think he plays with short arms, meaning it's hard for him to get off blocks, and he can't separate from blockers, then it just kind of confirms what you saw. But if a guy has shorter arms, but he's explosive and he can shock a blocker and get off a block and really disrupt the backfield, then maybe the length really isn't as important as you thought. So it's yes, we take it into account, but it's by no means the end all be all.